Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. And now, here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. We are excited you are here. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree. And in spite of what it says in the intro, this is Now Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. And how are you tonight, my lady?
I am doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've had an interesting week with work, so we're having a pretty good time being home a whole lot this week. So it's been kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Tonight, you know, we always usually start off the show with discussion of what we've been up to, and tonight we're joined by some people that are going to discuss this with us. So let's go ahead and bring in our guests. We've got Lorelei, Morgan and Miranda, and Torture, as soon as the button. So basically, we were at an event this weekend called Horn and Honey. And somebody has their computer volume turned up on the other side. And I'm going to ask you to turn that down so we don't have the feedback through the computer. And so Robin and I were attending an event this weekend called Horn and Honey over at Camp Midian in Indiana. So we were there having a great time. We did 3 presentations, and let's see, we're having a little bit of feedback problem coming from Morgan and Miranda's phone. So hopefully they'll get that sorted out with their whatever playing device getting turned down, so it's not feeding back into the microphone. We'll bring them back in a minute. And they're two of the organizers of the Horn and Honey event. And Torser was on the staff there as well. And Torser, you're still with us, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. And Lorelei is one of the, I'm not sure what you folk call each other yourselves, the members of the group that owns or runs Camp Midian.
Yeah, I'm one of the 10 directors that runs
Camp Midian.
There are, mm-hmm, yep, directors. archons.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll go with directors.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if we can bring Morgan and Miranda back in as well. See if they got that feedback issue cleared up. Morgan and Miranda, you're there.
There shouldn't be any feedback.
Yeah,
we're still getting any feedback. Not a problem.
All right. All right, there we go. That's a whole lot better. Yeah, because I was hearing myself echo back through, so sounded like there was some playback device was turned up. I forgot to tell you guys to make sure there were no other, you know, computers playing in the background, and that's my fault, and I apologize for not mentioning it.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. So, basically, Robin and I drove from Pennsylvania over to Indiana to participate in this event and had a blast.
We really did. What a lovely campground. You guys have done such a great amount of work there. Unbelievable.
We were hoping you had a blast.
Yeah. We did.
So what I thought we would do is go ahead and start with Morgan and Miranda as organizers of the Horn and Honey event that we were attending. And Torsha, you jump in as I'm talking to anybody because you're just kind of, you know, one of the perennials out there. So, Morgan and Miranda, now that you guys have had a little bit of time to take a breath and everything, why don't you tell all of our listeners a little bit about some of the fun they missed this weekend? I mean, we can go on and on about it, but we want to hear from you guys.
Well, Horn and Honey was a fantastic event. We had some really great rituals. We had a prayer to the progenitor. We had a bonfire. We had a sugar offering in the form of jello wrestling. We had a wonderful wild hunt that was really, really successful, where everybody got to do some investigating, get to meet some people, talk to people. We had some fantastic seminars and workshops. Really enjoyed having you two there, Robin and Terry. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
well,
thank you for having me.
Enjoyed teaching. We met some wonderful people there, and I'm looking forward to coming back to some other events there and seeing them there again.
Fantastic. Looking forward to having you guys back, too. But yeah, I mean, it was a really great weekend. It was relaxed. There was a lot of really good information shared, a lot of good experience for both the Horn Guide and the Earth Guide to the event. I mean, everybody definitely was able to find something there for themselves.
Mm-hmm. You guys also had Murphy's Midnight Rounders there playing on Saturday night, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Being an ex-hippie, you know, they play a lot of that. They play a lot of different types of music, but they have a good folk bass. You know, Peter Paul and Mary and Pete Seeger and I really enjoyed it. And then they do all original material, but you can hear that that's what their foundation was.
Influences,
yeah.
And
they're
going to be on
with us.
Mm-hmm. So, wait a minute. You were going to say something. They also changed what they were.
This is the first time I've heard them without Bonnie as well. So it was kind of a treat. I was really happy they were able to come down for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brad and Teresa were really great. I got to spend a little time with them and talk to them a little bit. You guys have done an amazing job at that campground. Tell us the story a little bit, if you will, and share with our audience how you came across the property, what the condition of the property was, what you guys have done to this property in such a short time, and what your plans are for the future. Tell us about Midian.
Lorelei.
Oh, my gosh. That's a tall order.
That sounds like a Lorelei question.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, not to put you on the spot.
Right. Well, and I'll let Torsha and Morgan jump in. They're part of the Midian staff. They're absolutely a part of the Midian family. They've been with us since the very beginning. So basically, about 2 years ago, there were a group of us that needed to find a new campground home for ourselves. We needed to find a new festival ground. And there were a lot of reasons for that, but basically, we needed to find our place, you know? And so we set the goal to start looking. We started calling our place Midian before we ever found the land. We're big fans of Nightbreed. And we kind of, we felt a little on the out. A lot of us did. We felt, you know, we felt a little lost. And so we were like, we're not really monsters, but if you're sort of on the outskirts of things for a while, you kind of feel a little misplaced. And we said, well, where's the home of the monsters? Monsters live at Midian. So let's find our Midian. And we started looking, and there were a few of us that were looking at property online. My partner, Joe, my life partner, Joe, found this particular piece of land. We went out to look at it, he and I did, on a whim. It was, it's a small piece of land. It's only 25 acres, perfectly big enough for the kinds of things that we want to do, but a little smaller than a lot of the other festival grounds in the area. Wisteria, Arhaven, Lothlorien, they're all really big, 100 plus acres. So 25. We were a little curious about it, but it looked really well positioned. So we went to go check it out, and we noticed when we looked up the directions that it was on Boone Hollow Road, which if you're familiar with Nightbreed, the main character's name is Boone, and we thought, oh my gosh, it's a sign from the gods. we got out there, and we started looking, and we got very excited about it. It was a very wild piece of land. It used to be a rock quarry. We think, based on the information that we have, that it stopped being quarried about 80 years ago. But it's been it's not been a well cared for piece of land in that time. It was kind of a local party ground. People would just come with a six pack of beer,
and
drink a beer, shoot the bottles. Yeah, and fishing hole.
And shooting range, from what I understood.
Yeah, shooting range. Yeah, they'd come out with a case of beer, drink the beer, and then shoot the bottles. And so there's just broken glass. There was broken glass all over the land. It was a dump for a lot of people, an unofficial dump. They would just dump their trash. So, but when we saw it, we fell in love, and we saw this sort of broken piece of land that was crying out for people, and we were people crying out for a home. And we fell in love. And it turned out that one of the other families that's part of the directorial team, literally, they live 2 miles down the road from this piece of land. So when we called them and said, hey, do you know where this is? They said, yeah, we pass by it every day. There's not enough room there. And we said, no, you got to come and see it. And they came out with us to see it. And it's like a, to use another pop culture reference, it's like a TARDIS. You know, you walk in and it's so much bigger on the inside than you think that it's going to be. And
yeah. We
all sort of just sort of wandering the land and walking around and finding places that we loved. Morgan was one of the first people that came out, before we had even bought the land. He came out to see it, and we really fell in love, and we sort of, moved heaven and earth to make it happen. We got our money together, and we've only owned the land since April of last year. So all the work that you've seen has all been done in a little over a year.
Wow.
You guys have had our first event.
Now, Morgan and Miranda, I want to go ahead and get you guys to jump in for a second. I'm going to have to keep muting you guys. Apparently, there's still some background noise going on over there.
That's really weird.
Some kind of feedback. It's not so bad when you're talking, though.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk. Honestly, I mean, when I went out there to see Midian with Joe and Lorelai, it was very much a transformative experience for me. I was looking for a home as well, and it was right around Thanksgiving when I first set foot on the land, and there was a welcoming to it. There was you could feel the desire to be healed. I mean, honestly, and it just kind of opened up for us. I mean, we were able to open up camp spots really quick. We were able to get in the showers really quick. We were able to make it livable and usable for people to come and enjoy without having to go to the most primitive levels of camping. And as time's gone on, we've been able to increase and improve and steadily open up more spots, make sure that the spots we already opened were a lot more permanent, getting the ground cover in, because we're going from foresty ground to, we're trying to put in grass so we can set up tents and just make it more reusable and be more welcoming and bring more people down to the land to help heal it. And it's been amazing doing it.
Well, I know the experience we had was very relaxed. You know, we've been to events, and we've been to events together, and we've been to events separately, and there always seems to be, I don't know, kind of an underlying buzz of going on, and I didn't feel that.
Wonderful.
You know, at this point. You know,
one of the things
very relaxed. Go ahead.
One of the remarkable things about Midian is that in a lot of ways, the people that it's a giant family that came together that was already a family. It's not a lot of people that kind of straggled in for the most part. It's a really good core that set down a base. Mm-hmm. And that base has just expanded and improved. And it's that family feeling that helps keep down that edge, that bickering. It's that we all love each other already. We already know each other's foibles. We already pretty know what to expect. So
Right. For
us, it lays down the base of a nice, stable, mellow, and harmonious environment. We have multiple shrines there, and we have shrines dedicated to Pan, to Aphrodite, to Kernunos, to Artemis. There's all kinds of different deity represented there. And that deity being brought in, I think, also helped, because they're existing harmoniously. And I mean, it's all that energy working together to create this wonderful, peaceful swirl that allows people to feel safe and open up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned, Morgan, you mentioned tribes, and I think that's one of the things that really has made a difference to Midian. We're not all the same. I mean, we are definitely family, and we there are four or five families that bought the land together, but there are more families than that have been, you know, we've been a large family, a tribe of our own. We've sort of got tribes within the tribe as well, you know. We've got people that have formed up groups to accomplish certain projects or to be support for each other, you know. One of our more recent tribes that's formed is our, we call it Monster Support, but there's a sobriety support program that's just started up at Midian, you know, in recognition of the fact that a lot of people that come out to festivals are, you know, struggling in some way with an addiction, and that they want to be around their families, but sometimes that can be a difficult setting. And so this really, really strong underlying desire to be there for each other and to help each other has really been a motivating factor the entire time for Midian.
Yeah,
and a lot of
absolutely.
The projects that we have planned going forward are about, you know, what can we do to help each other? What can we, you know, what does this land need to be for all of us?
Very cool. Now, Torcer, you've been in here, but we haven't given you much of a chance to speak, so I wanted to go ahead and give you a chance to have the floor and tell us some of your thoughts about the weekend we just went through and the fun we had, and your thoughts about the campgrounds and all of that going forward.
Well, you know, it's very much like Lorelei said, we all came together. A lot of us are experienced with dealing with other events and festivals throughout the year, so we kind of had a jump start on things as far as that. And, you know, less than a year and a half, and we are where we're at right now with things, and it's been really amazing, you know. And I have to say that I've really enjoyed working with these people. I have a blast there. As far as Horn and Honey, this we took last year off because of the change of venue, and it was a very good rebirth for us, which was the theme of the festival. It really was a rebirth. I think my favorite part was the drumming, though. I love the acoustics there. There's a 20-30 foot rock wall completely around the main field, and it does amazing things with the acoustics.
Yeah, it also lends a wonderful sense of privacy so that people feel they can really let their hair down.
It really does.
And it shields from weather, too, which is really nice. I mean, even if it's really windy out, camping and the main field are very well protected.
Yeah, well, our 10 by 20 didn't get moved around at all in all of that rain on Friday night. And then all of the people that didn't come out on Saturday because of the rain on Friday.
Foolish, foolish people.
It was an absolutely gorgeous day. It was absolutely beautiful. My events are always pretty. It's wonderful.
The bonfires at night, you guys do a really excellent job. I have to commend you on your fire tenders. They were just really right on top of everything, and I was very impressed. I've been to a lot of the big festivals that have really big bonfires, and although, you know, it's not a two-story tall bonfire, it was well-tended, and it was beautiful, and there was great energy, and you guys, you know, have the white hats with bringing water to the drummers, and it was, you guys have your stuff together.
And to the dancers.
And the dancers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a very wonderful fire tribe. They work very hard. They're all very well-trained. It's a pretty rigorous process
mm-hmm.
to be included in fire tribe and to be able to work the fires at Midian because it's so important. Safety is so important. And the mm-hmm. energy, the need for the energy from the fire, is you can't really even measure how much that fire lends to an event. Mm-hmm. And the fire tribe brings it. And it's an amazing, amazing
really?
Thing.
Yeah, our fire tribe
we
really
were
is
blessed
excellent.
Yeah, and we were blessed to camp down there on the main field behind our vending tent.
Yes, we got to listen to you guys drumming all night, which was awesome.
Yeah, and we got drummed to sleep. I was going to say we got drummed to sleep every night. You know, the first night I came out to have a cigarette, and Torsha was like, "Oh, we're not keeping you guys up." And I'm like, no. You guys are drumming me to sleep. It's like, you know, it's like the mother's heartbeat. And I'm just nestled up against the mother's heartbeat. So, I thought we were personally blessed to camp where we did. And so we want to thank you guys again for allowing us to camp right there by the vending tent. And I just be there on the main field. It was a great place to be.
Awesome. I was a little worried about the ants, but I'm glad that they weren't a problem.
Nope, they were not a problem.
Fantastic.
I'm sure you guys have more events than just Horn and Honey at the campground. So can you maybe talk about
it? Oh, yeah.
I was out on your website, and I actually saw that you guys do a bundled package for, I think it was 5 or 6 events during the year, and you pay one set fee and you get admission to all those events. What a smart idea. So maybe you can mention that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got several events. Horn and Honey is one. Libertine, which Morgan and crew are running, is another one. That's coming up, and I know we're going to be talking about that later, I think. So I'll save a little bit of that. But Midian itself puts on a May Day. We've got a Southern Indiana Druid and Heathen event coming up for our Celtic and Norse folk in the area, of which we've got quite a lot. This area is positively ripe with heathens and Celts, which is pretty wonderful. We've got a... right?
We wouldn't know what that's like, considering I'm a McKean and he's a power. We're both Celts.
Right?
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so we've got a witchcraft festival coming up at the beginning of August that on Lammas weekend. We call that Cunning Folk Fair. And it's very Wicca, traditional witchcraft, you know, very, very focused on the craft. We've got a homesteaders event that's coming up between the two that I just mentioned, actually, at the end of July. And it's not pagan or spiritual in any sense, but it is a wonderful, wonderful event full of lots of skills. It's a very skill-based event. And for folks that, you know, are maybe interested in coming out to a camping event like this but aren't particularly interested in the pagan flavor, Homesteaders is a great event for those folks. And then we've got Hallows, and which is our Samhain event, and we've got a Women's Goddess Retreat in September. And our we call it Hog's Watch, our Winter Solstice event. I've actually got the Hog Father here on the line with us.
Yes, last year I had the opportunity to play the Hog Father. It was It was a blast.
There were no horse's head involved.
I'll go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we had the idea last year to bundle the event because we know that there are a lot of folks that, you know, come to everything. And so we thought, well, if you purchase them all together, we can give you a couple of events for free. You know, and it's a way to help, you know, all of these events, all the events that I just named almost are all brand new events. They started last year. And so it's a way to really support Midian, to help get us off the ground, to help get these events going, but also to help yourself save a little money in your own pocket, which, you know,
absolutely.
We understand about.
Yeah, the upfront money is always the most important money. So,
right?
All right, well, let's go ahead and we're 25 minutes after the hour. And so let's go ahead and take a short break. And in fact, well, it might be a little bit longer break than usual, but I want to play a song that Murphy's Midnight Rounders actually mentioned me in the intro when they announced when they introduced the song with the two new verses that they had in the in Wreck of the Modern Pagan when they sang that for us at Horn and Honey at Camp Midian this weekend. So we're going to play this and a little bit of business, so everybody stick around, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks a lot.
Plastic handles, ninja swords, and simulated crystal orbs in unread print of Ray's Big Blue. He'll teach young women what he knows if they take off all their clothes and spiral dance into his bedroom. She won't say marry me 'cause she's a vegetarian. She's afraid it violates the reed. She only reads Fiona Horn and believes she is reborn from an ancient Pictish queen. It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
Pixelated motherboards and three-pronged grounded power cords. His coven is a chat room on Yahoo. His high priest is in NYC, his priestess is in Germany. The court is called from no one has a clue. They read their screens by candlelight, and each one does his own great rite consisting of the alternate keys. F7 scribes a circle round, and F8 takes the circle down. F9 types a hearty blessed be.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
Why do people laugh his way and shake their heads and walk away when he says he's a Virgo through and through? He wants to study Salima and the mystic Kabbalah, but Hebrew words are giving him the blues. He understands the Sephiroth from Kether down to Yesera. He even knows what's meant by 661. He won't call his tradition witchcraft. It's more like H.P. Lovecraft. All hail the Necronomicon.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
All he wears is gothic black, and tattooed on his gothic back, the scene of Jesus hanging on the cross. The reference is cursory, and hanging from his rosary, a pentacle he says that someone lost. He only listens to death metal, 'cause he says it's spiritual. He wants to play guitar like Jimmy Page. Mom's patient with his attitude, her past is Trixie Druid. She hopes that he'll come around someday.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He learned his sense of history from RPGs like D&D. He thinks Gary Gygax is a god. His paladin keeps getting trounced by wizard clerics who jump out and turn his +2 arrows into mud. The magic that he learns from books like D&D and Terry Brooks he tried to use in Circle once or twice. Last time he woke up in a funk, in a Mitsubishi trunk, 'cause demons really don't play nice.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He's TOS and OTO and BTW Borneo. His voodoo priestess grew up in KC.
He says his first is Frostian, his second is Arthurian, his third he got while studying Reiki. He reads books by Bonowitz, Grimassi, and the Budapest, and volumes signed by Raven Silver Moon. His path may seem a bit deranged, eclecticism is his game. I think he's added Baptist in there too.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
The Viking path's the one for him, and it's just not a silly whim. His great, 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 great granddad did it too. His songs use funny sounding words. 1,000 years they ain't been heard, and some of them are written in ancient runes. He looks upon Paganistan as something to be conquered, and his horn is always filled with meter brew. He laughs at silly pagan folk and thinks he knows more than the Pope. His Mjolnir stuck right up his ass to true.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler and my lady Robin. Under a shady tree tonight in Pennsylvania, How are we doing, my lady?
I'm doing very well this evening. I'm excited that we have everybody here from Midian and Horn and Honey talking about this tonight. It's making me want to go back.
Yeah. I mean, the hardest part about going to any event is packing up at the end.
Yeah.
You know, they're never long enough. But this one was particularly difficult to leave. So I'm just really, really a great time and a great sight. Now, Lorelei, before the break, we were talking about some of the upcoming events.
Yeah.
And you know, you mentioned a few. Now, I didn't hear you. Did you mention Libertine in that list?
I did. I mentioned it first, and I said that I would save it so that Morgan could talk about it as well.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the event that we're planning to come back to. And so I thought it would be kind of cool if you guys could talk a little bit about Libertine. And that's going to be a blast of an event, and we're really looking forward to it. So who wants to talk about it? Morgan, I guess?
Sure, I'll take it. Libertine, this is a new name for an old event. This is actually our sixth year for the event itself. This is the third name. It was formerly known as Labor Day Libertine. It's an event devoted to exploring and discovering alternative sexual practices, kink, BDSM, polyamory, various different spiritual pursuits, practical hedonism. It's devoted to the exploration of freedom and different ways, whether they be physical or mental.
Awesome.
We're going to have probably 15 different workshops on polyamory. We'll have probably 15 to 20 different demonstrations or workshops that are kink or BDSM related. We'll have quite a few that are sacred sexuality related. We'll have big bonfires Saturday and Sunday night. It's September 4th through the 7th over Labor Day weekend. You can find it by going to LaborDayLibertine.org. It's going to be a great time. We've got a lot of people that come out. We've got some really interesting demos lined up, and we've got some interesting classes. We've got some whip making. We've got some different beginner-level stuff, as well as some more advanced stuff on the rope, as well as on different techniques and different kinds of toys, different paths to take for sacred sexuality, and then different avenues and explorations for polyamory, and talking about different relationship hurdles and how to do it right, and the fact that you just got to learn how to make it right. Because it all takes practice.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right, yeah, well, we're definitely looking forward to coming back out and doing a couple or three presentations for you guys, whatever it is that you need from us. So
that's wonderful. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I guess that do I need to speak with you guys or with Lorelei about the organizing? What we need to talk about?
Organizing. Well, so Lorelei and I pretty much. And then Miranda and Torture, and then Chris and Tamitha, who are online right now. We're all the organizers for Horn, Honey, and Libertine. Lorelei specializes in the sacred sexuality. I tend to head up more of the kink and BDSM, and then Miranda tends to head up more of the polyamory tracks for Libertine.
All right. Well, we'll get together with you guys over the weekend and touch base and see who we need to talk to about what. So. All right, well, in the meantime, I believe that my lady had a couple of questions. She wanted to jump in there.
I was, you know, we're talking about Libertine, which is obviously an adult-oriented event. Do you guys also
Absolutely.
Do things at the land there that are more family-oriented?
Absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, at this point we've got, thanks. We've got three events that are really very adult. Babylon Rising, Horn and Honey, and Libertine are all very adult events. And we restrict, you know, Horn and Honey and Libertine are 18 and over. Is that correct, Morgan?
Yes.
And Babylon Rising is 21 and over. Everything else really is family friendly. It's open to families. We usually have things that are available for kids to do. You know, we've got some playground equipment on the land. I don't know if you guys got to see that, you know, down in the shady camping area. And we have a lot of families that really come out and are very active at Midian. My own children come out. They're a little older. You know, they're teens. But we've even got like a teen group, you know, our own little pack of, you know, teenagers that are sort of bonding and sharing this land, you know, getting involved with Fire Tribe and, you know, finding their place, their way to serve and to help. And so, yeah, May Day and Sidhe and Cunning Folk, Hallows, they all have stuff for kids to do. Kids are welcome at all of those.
So just to clarify, so that at the family-friendly events, you do have like a kids track to keep them busy?
Not always a full kids track. Some of that really depends on who we've got to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get parents involved, and that's an area that we could really use more help with.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody, but she killed me. So.
Getting voluntold.
Well, yeah, I have my show on Friday nights that I share with my good friend Lisa, who was the kids track coordinator for our event for 11 years, and she's really talented at it and put on a great kids track. But I think she's done with it these days. But if you wanted some input, she'd certainly, you know, be willing to talk to you on the phone. So I could
absolutely.
Yeah, she'd be a great resource to talk to.
Absolutely, I would love to get more information because I really do a lot of the main track, the adult track programming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with a lot of those coordinators. I used to be a high school English teacher, so mm-hmm. I love working with teens and kids in about junior high, middle school age. I like the little ones, but I have no idea what to do with them. So
mm-hmm. That's her
question.
And
you're right.
She was a preschool teacher for many, many, many years, and that was her background. And she had them tie-dyeing and making all kinds of crafts.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She was a blessing to our event for all those years. But, yeah, I'm sure if you ever wanted to touch base with her, she'd be more than willing to talk to you.
That would be great.
Yeah,
I would love that. We have a couple that has been coming out and doing some of the kids' events this year, and I'm hoping to really, you know, get and keep them involved. But, the phrase, it takes a village, it really does. It takes, you know, several people really being willing to get in there with the kids and
mm-hmm.
and bring activities, make activities, you know.
Yep, absolutely. I will caution you against ever making rain sticks at your event with the kids.
We did that one year, and it rained the entire weekend.
We were like, never again.
Don't invoke the design
at the beginning of the event either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sorry.
Make sundials or something, yeah.
Yeah, sunny and 72 sticks. That's what
mm-hmm.
we need to make.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go. And I will tell you, with the kids' tracks that Lisa always did, you know, even adults would wander by. The event that they brought me out to speak is actually how Robin and I met. I got to sit down with the kids track a little bit, and I got to play with the tie dye, and I got to play with, you know, glue and tissue paper
and stained glass and stuff. Yeah,
you know, and you know, sometimes just the adult mental health projects, sitting down helping with the kids, is a great deal of fun, and a good way for the adults to blow off some steam as well. So.
Absolutely, we don't play enough as adults.
Well, that's it. You know, we don't play, and I got a great tie-dye T-shirt from the event, and you know, I wouldn't have done that otherwise. And
I think a lot of adults have forgotten how to play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. Was there anything else you guys wanted to tell us about? I'll go through and I'll start at the bottom of the list in the chat room, or who I've got in the switchboard here. And the person that we've heard the least from tonight, because I'm just trying to picture more Torsten not being able to get a word in. And I figured I'd give Torsten a chance to tell us anything that he wants to tell us that we didn't cover or we didn't ask about.
Well, I mean, we've covered quite a bit of things. I mean, it's like I said, it's been really amazing just seeing the place change over the last year and a half. It's, you know, I think that most of the people who have been involved with and come down, even the ones that come down for work weekends, have they have a need to work with community. And it has been a huge boon to us. We've managed to get so much done. I mean, we still have a lot of various side projects that we are working on. And, you know, it's just been amazing seeing everybody come together and be able to put forth the effort. And we've been rewarded by it. We've had some excellent festivals. It's just been great.
Excellent. All right, and Morgan, did you have anything that you wanted to add before we start closing up the shop tonight?
Well, hope to see everybody come out to Libertine. It's going to be a great event. Like I said, September 4th through the 7th, LabourDayLibertine.org. I'd also like to invite everybody to come out to Indy Pagan Pride Day. We have the fourth largest pagan pride in the nation here in Indianapolis. That's September 26th. Last year we had over 2,300 people, and Indianapolis and Kansas City are the two longest running consecutive Pagan Pride Days in the United States, actually ever, because, well, Indianapolis and Kansas City were two of the cities that started it. We've been going for 17 years. It's a great time. We had over 70 vendors last year. We had, I think, 10 rituals, as well as workshops. We had an auction. We had Murphy's Midnight Rounders. It was a great time. So I'd like to invite everybody to come out to that as well.
All right. Cool.
That was Lorelei. To show me wrong.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for letting us know about all that. Now, Lorelei, you got any final things you wanted to say, anything we didn't cover or something you want to stress a little more?
You know, I don't think there was much that we didn't cover. I don't find it difficult at all to believe that Torsten wasn't able to get a word in edgewise. Most people can't around Morgan and I. especially if we're together.
It goes against my previous experience with Torsten, so.
Yeah, I just need to encourage everybody to check out.
I have been doing back-to-back festivals for a little while. I need to take a break.
Yeah, Torsten, didn't you say something to me before we came to Horn and Honey that you had done like 14 or 17 festivals already
this
year?
No, there were, by the time this year is over with, there's 14 events total, I think.
Okay.
Unless something else gets added. But, Horn and Honey was, let's see, Horn and Honey was the fourth one this year.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Couple of things. If people want to get in touch with the Midian Campground and see what the events are that are happening there, what's the best website for them to check out?
They want to go to www.campmidian.com. And there's some contact information there. They can always reach me directly, and I can funnel, you know, questions to the appropriate directors if I'm not the one to, you know, that's best equipped to handle it. And my email address is Lorelei, LaureLei, at Camp Midian, like I spelled before, .com. And yeah, we try to keep the website really up to date and with lots of information and all that kind of stuff for all of our festivals. We've got something for everybody, I feel like, at Midian this year. You know, we have lots of different types of festivals, and you know, if you're interested in coming and checking it out, we've got lots to offer.
Is there a Facebook page?
There is. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook as Camp Midian. or I'm sorry, not Camp Midian, Midian Festivals and Events on Facebook.
Midian Festivals and Events, okay. Because, you know, everybody's all about Facebook these days.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we have a community discussion group, too, on Facebook. That's the Midian Community Discussion. If people want to come and, you know, see what kinds of conversations we're having. You know, Torser and Morgan have both mentioned that we really are a very large community. You know, we've got the directors who sort of have that financial responsibility for the land. But we're very community-driven. And it's... you know, we're working to hear what people want, you know, what our people want, what people who are coming to this piece of land want and need out of it. So we encourage people to get involved with us in that way.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you have such a great community. Where I am in Pennsylvania, there's literally no community. it's actually very sad because I came from New Jersey where there was a very active community, of which I was a big part. And coming here, there's really very little goes on in Pennsylvania. So as far as pagan events or festivals or, you know, even drum circles or anything, it's still pretty much very underground here. So I'm actually a little bit jealous, and it's a 12-hour drive from here to there. So as much as we'd love to come out for all the events, I don't think it's going to happen more than a couple of times a year, but we definitely, our hearts are with you, and we really loved the space. And you guys do a
fantastic.
Great job. And we'll try to get there whenever we can.
And when we get excited anytime we're hearing people build community, because that's one of the things that each of us did a lot of time talking about and a lot of time working on separately. Before we met, we were both working very hard on building community.
Mm-hmm.
And so... seeing other people building communities, very exciting.
Yeah,
and from that point of view, I want to commend you guys for everything you're doing.
And doing it the right way. Some people, you know, give a lot of lip service to building community, but it's really all about their own personal agenda. But you guys really are, you know, putting it out there for your community and working really hard to make other people have a place to call home, and that's what it's all about.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I might cry actually. I know a solid 100 people who are probably going to tear up when they hear that.
Speaking of all of that, though, if there's people that could not listen live, most of our regular listeners know that you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/SURN, and you can find every episode that has aired in the last year on this radio station, including tonight's episode. It's usually available for download and listening online maybe 5 minutes after we close out the show. So if you guys want to go back and listen to the show yourselves, tell all of your friends where to find the on-demand episodes. And, of course, you can always tune in every Thursday night and listen to us. Tune in on Tuesday night and listen to my show, the Power Hour. We do a lot of on-air rituals, and that's one of our things about building communities. We're building this on-air community. So, you know, you can listen in on Tuesday nights. We're going to be doing a regular series every couple of weeks for the next, well, you know, probably close to a year as we walk the Fool's Journey of the Tarot. And so Robin will be joining me on those nights, and she joins me as High Priestess on our shows on Tuesday, on our rituals. So, and then she's got a show on Friday night that she's already mentioned called Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health. So, you know, there's a lot to do and get involved with here at Spiritual Unity Radio Network. So, you know, hope you guys will keep coming back to the shows as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, let's see. I think it's about time to start talking business, isn't it? Start wrapping this puppy up.
I do believe so.
I want to thank Lorelei, Morgan, and Miranda, and Torser. All of you guys, thanks for a great time this past weekend. Thanks for coming on the show and talking with us about the campsite. And we just really appreciate you guys.
I have one last thing I want to say about the event the other day. Also, for anybody who is coming out who, you know, is not inclined to cook when they camp, you guys do have a food vendor, Brandy, who was phenomenal. She
awesome.
Worked so hard all weekend to make sure that everybody had
food, yeah.
Nobody went hungry. She has a really nice selection. You know, she's got the portobello mushroom slices were to die for. They were awesome. So I just wanted to mention that, because sometimes, you know, food is an issue for some people. And
yeah.
So I just wanted to.
And she was also. And she was also my manifestation of the goddess Caffeina.
Yeah, she made Tishore Terry hit.
Yeah, she was Caffeina manifest into the physical realm in the person of Miranda. Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, really took care of making sure I had coffee. So
when you guys, if you guys,
for no other reason, I'll remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you guys see her, please pass along our thanks for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll make sure she hears.
Randy's one of our directors. I'm sure she's going to be listening, and she's going to be very, very pleased. she works really hard on that kitchen, and she does a phenomenal job. She really
does.
She keeps us all
really
going.
She really
I don't even pack food.
Yeah, she was telling me how she just kind of crawls upstairs into the loft and sleeps. So she really does just, you know, put it all on the line for... for the event on the weekends that you guys are there. So if anybody out there in our listening public needs or feels the need to get in touch with Terry or I or anybody on the station or even our guests, and they want to get in touch with you guys through the station, you can email us at cern.org@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Spiritual Unity Radio Network on Facebook. And then there's spiritualunityradionetwork.org as well. And then my Facebook page for my show, Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health, on Facebook. And then you can email Terry or myself to our personal email that we share, which is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And then there's the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page on Facebook as well. So there's a myriad of ways to get a hold of Terry and myself. So if anybody's out there, they have any questions, comments, complaints, or you just feel like, you know, venting about something, feel free to drop us some communication somewhere, and we will respond. Anything else that I forgot, Terry?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just other than thank all of our listeners, you guys are why we do these shows, and we appreciate you spending your Thursday nights with us right here under a shady tree. And thanks to Torser, Morgan, Miranda, Lorelei, all of you guys, thanks again for being with us tonight and sharing with our listeners all the excitement about Camp Midian and all the cool stuff going on there.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you. Yep. Oh, you're welcome. We're looking forward to seeing you guys again in September in the flesh, in the person.
Fantastic. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right. And we will be talking to you guys over the weekend, getting a couple of things organized on logistics and such. And with that, I think it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night, all.
Blessed be.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.